This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Some years ago, my wife and some of the women of our church put together a cookbook and asked me to write some comments to be included in it on practicing hospitality. As I began thinking of what to write, I was reminded of the many times food and fellowship were a part of the experience of God's people. In our last visit, I referred to Psalm 23:5 and Revelation 3:20. It is clear that God wants to have an intimate relationship with us. Jesus is waiting for us to open our heart and home to Him and promises to respond by coming into our lives. God promises to prepare a table for us, even when we're going through a tough time. We need Him, and Paul prayed for Christians in Ephesians 3:17 that Christ might finally settle down and feel completely at home in your hearts through faith. An expanded translation. Practicing hospitality is the art of not only sharing your life and what you have with others, it involves making them feel completely at home as they enjoy what you share and as you enjoy them. There is a warmth and intimacy, while at the same time a freedom and openness that comes natural around the meal table. There is a sharing of life. Since sharing your life with God is foundational to the experience of healthy Christian living, the overflow of that should show itself in practicing hospitality to others within the family of believers and also with strangers. There are many examples of this throughout the Bible, along with exhortations to practice hospitality. If you'd like to review this topic on hospitality, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.